This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story, the man accused of murdering seven people and wounding dozens of others in the Highland Park parade shooting changed his plea this morning to guilty just before his trial was to begin. WBBM's Nancy Hardy joins us from the Lake County Courthouse.
It was a move we expected last summer. Instead, minutes before opening statements by State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt and his team, Robert Cremo III changed his plea to guilty on all 69 counts.
We were prepared for this trial in so many different ways. We have been working for years to present this. We didn't stop working back in June. We all came back to our office and kept working.
Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering says the plea is an important step towards justice, but does not erase pain for those killed, wounded, or still affected by the shooting.
We're all just sort of surprised and relieved that they don't have to experience the unbelievable pain of reliving this experience for the next 3 to 5 weeks.
While survivors did not speak afterwards, they do have a chance to give impact statements at Cremo's sentencing on April 23rd. Outside the Lake County Courthouse, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says politics could still be in his future, possibly even another run for mayor. WBBM political editor Craig Delamo reports from City Hall.
In a wide-ranging interview before members of the Economic Club of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, who just stepped down as U.S. ambassador to Japan, discussed international issues and national politics. But near the end of the luncheon chat, he was asked if he'd consider running for mayor again. And he said he's not done with public service and hopes public service isn't done with him. That's something he said before, but to applause, he continued.
I know it's hard for you to believe or it's hard for me to believe. I've been back 5 weeks. So I want to take some time to think about what I'm going to do. And I've had a really, really fortunate life, and I've had a fortunate, Amy and I had a fortunate experience in Japan, but I'm going to take some time to think about it. But public service is in my future. I just don't know where.
So it's not a no.
Well, it's not a yes either.
Asked if he'd want to be governor, he suggested slightly less interest and says he thinks J.B. Pritzker's been a great governor. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, speaking of the governor, Governor Pritzker stopped by Madison County today to continue to push a proposal he says will benefit both Illinois college students and businesses.
By creating access to education, we are clearing the pathways for people to build meaningful careers and strengthening Illinois' workforce for the long haul.
Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton among those on hand at Lewis and Clark Community College in Godfrey, where President Dr. Ken Traska praised the new Community College Baccalaureate degree program.
Community colleges have always been ideally situated and designed to support students who balance jobs, family, and financial challenges and may not be able to transfer to a four-year university due to work commitments, commuting time, or structured schedules.
The governor's proposal would give any Illinois community college the chance to offer degree programs to students.
Workers of Illinois want to get ahead, and it's often the community college that allows them to do that. We want to make that as easy as possible.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Fresh data on anti-Semitism at universities reveals mixed results today. It shows some progress nationwide, but some troubling statistics here in the Chicago area.
It's the second year the anti-
Anti-Defamation League has rated colleges and universities with an anti-Semitism report card. ADL Midwest Director David Goldenberg.
In Chicago, DePaul and UIC, who received F grades. The University of Chicago and Northwestern both moved up from an F to a D, and the University of Illinois down in Urbana-Champaign received a C, which is the same grade it received last year.
The report card evaluates policies around incidents and support for Jewish life on campus, among other things. Goldenberg calls it a race to the top.
I want to brag to the rest of the country that our schools in Chicago take keeping Jewish students safe on campus seriously.
Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 W.
Polish leaders joined Illinois leaders in Chicago for a celebration today of Pulaski.
Honoring the Polish freedom fighter, General Kazimierz Pulaski, officials came together in Chicago at the Pulaski Day celebration at the Polish National Museum. Illinois State Comptroller Susanna Mendoza paid tribute to the war hero.
Kazimierz Pulaski Day holds special significance in the state of Illinois. Chicagoland boasts a proud Polish population surpassing any metropolitan area outside of Poland.
As well as U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, who says the future of NATO may be uncertain in Washington, but
those Pulaski moments are still in our heart. And the friendship and relationship between the United States and Poland is stronger than ever.
The president of Poland also joined the event. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A longtime family-owned barbecue joint on the south side has finally gotten the recognition its customers think that it long deserved.
You know, normally the line is back, you know, wrapped around the building. Last week it was wrapped around its building twice.
Lim's Barbecue on 75th Street has already been the place to go for barbecue done right in the greater Grand Crossing community for decades. But having now won the James Beard America's Classic Award, dozens of regulars, along with new customers, make up a consistent line outside. Inside Lim's Barbecue.
And a large slab, and at the end, six wings.
Orders are shouted over a smoky countertop while second-generation owner Carmen Lemons tends to the meat in the smoker.
It's the year of abundance, okay? And we will receive.
The regular customers we speak to tell us that Lim's rib tips with the secret family recipe sauce is the best thing on the menu. On the south side, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Time for sports, sponsored by First American Bank. And welcome back. The scores, Mark Rohde.
Thank you, Lisa. Yes, I was at the NFL scouting combine this past week. Yes, as the Bears begin to put together their offseason plans, one which will include the 10th overall pick, unless they decide to trade that. But it is free agency that opens its wide doors next, as teams can begin to negotiate with players that they desire to do so starting on March 10th. And then players can actually begin to sign contracts on March 12th.
Hearing so far of free agency and the drafts, I do believe that the supply of players are matching our needs. So there's going to be good opportunities.
It's Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Bears, very excited with the resources that they have, including around $80 million in cap space, which is top five in the league right now. There is urgency for the Bears to fix the offensive line. Hockey and changes for the Blackhawks.
You know, it's obviously been a tough, you know, 3-4 years there in Chicago. Not what I envisioned, you know, when I signed as a free agent a few years ago. And I think, you know, when it came to my game, I was just putting so much on myself, trying to do it all, and that wasn't the right thing, obviously. But it was hard mentally.
Over the weekend, the Blackhawks traded that guy, defenseman Seth Jones, to Florida for goalie Spencer Knight. Hawks host the Los Angeles Kings tonight at 7:30. Spring baseball, you should know that Pete Crow Armstrong was scratched from the Cubs lineup today with a hamstring injury. Cubs are trailing Arizona 4-1 in the top of the fourth, while the White Sox are on top of the A's 4-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning of play. Northwestern basketball brings on UCLA tonight. With sports at 16:46, I'm the Scores, Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WB.
CBS News Special Report. Stocks plunged moments after President Trump said he's decided to move forward with 25% tariffs on nearly all goods imported from Mexico and Canada. The Dow lost 650, NASDAQ down nearly 500 points. The way the president says the tariffs would end.
What they have to do is build their car plants, frankly, and other things in the United States, in which case they have no tariffs.
The tariffs go into effect at 12:01 a.m. tonight. They're in response to what he views as Mexico and Canada's irresponsible handling of the southern and northern border.
Vast amounts of fentanyl have poured into our country from Mexico. And as you know, also from China, where it goes to Mexico and goes to Canada. And China also had an additional 10, so it's 10 plus 10.
The president referencing his plans to impose an additional 10% tariff on imports from China on top of those already in place. Tariffs on agricultural imports will begin in a month. CBS News Special Report, I'm Matt Piper.
321, the Art Institute of Chicago is sending an ancient Nepali sculpture to its country of origin after finding out it had been stolen.
The 12th century sculpture, titled Buddha Sheltered by the Serpent King Muchalinda, has been on display at the Art Institute since 1997. But new research into the sculpture's origin found it was stolen from Gita Bahi in the Kathmandu Valley in Nepal. The sculpture measures about 17.5 inches by 13 inches and was carved from schist, a dark metamorphic rock. The Art Institute says the museum has started the return of the sculpture to Nepal, though it's not clear when it will arrive in its native country. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
More than $20,000 raised for a retired Cook County Sheriff's Police Officer who was recently diagnosed with a brain tumor.
A GoFundMe created for the family of Johnny Marola says he faithfully served both the Cook County Sheriff's Police and FBI Chicago as a task force officer for over 30 years. It adds his service to the bomb tech community is unparalleled. Since its creation, the GoFundMe has raised more than 83% of its $26,000 goal. In an update, the GoFundMe creator said, quote, John's family have been briefed on the support and were speechless and full of gratitude. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The free hair grafts.
A former Cary Junior High School teacher getting more than $32,000 to settle her discrimination lawsuit against the district.
Tian Chow was hired to work at the school as an English bilingual teacher in 2021 and claims she resigned due to threats made by Cary School District 26. In October of 2023, she sued the district for discrimination. And according to the Northwest Herald, among the allegations in her complaint, Chow said she asked to be referred to as doctor to reflect her doctorate degree in education, but the district never did so. The $32,500 settlement approved by the Board of Education last week ends the lawsuit without the district admitting any wrongdoing. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.